And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of January, 2015. California Gold Rush began on this day in 1848 at John Sutter's lumber mill on the Sacramento River. They found flakes of gold. The word got out, and 12 years later, more than 300,000 people had migrated to California, including Mark Twain. He spent some time prospecting in Angel's Camp, didn't find anything by way of gold, but he did hear a man tell a story about a frog and how they filled him with buckshot so he couldn't jump, and so he lost his owner a bet, a story that became the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County, the story that made Mark Twain famous. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "I feel that a writer should always have some profession which brings him into close contact with the realities of life." And that was the novelist Vicki Baum, born in Vienna, 1888, author of the novel Grand Hotel. It's the birthday of Edith Wharton, born in New York City, 1862, Edith Newbold Jones. The Joneses were a prominent family. They were the Joneses that people wanted to keep up with. Edith Jones was not beautiful. She had red hair. She had big feet and hands. She wrote a novella at the age of 14, which her mother did not care for. Edith said, "I was never free from the oppressive sense that I had two absolutely inscrutable beings to please, God and my mother, and my mother was the most inscrutable of the two." She married at 23 Teddy Wharton, who was a friend of her brother's. He was not interested in books. As years went on, he descended into mental illness. They built a 35-room mansion in the Berkshires, western Massachusetts, called The Mount. She had written a book about the decoration of houses, and she carried out her ideas in The Mount. And it was there that she began to write seriously. She woke up early in the morning. She wrote by hand, dropping the pages on the floor. By late morning, she'd tend to other things, and her secretary would type up the pages, and then Wharton would revise them. And the book was The House of Mirth. It was a bestseller in 1905. Edith Wharton said, "A woman's nature is like a great house full of rooms. There is the hall through which everyone passes in going in and out, the drawing room where one receives formal visits, the sitting room where the members of the family come and go, and in the innermost room the soul sits alone and waits for a footstep that never comes." Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth, "Open the Blind." Nests in the eaves stir in the dawn, ephemeral as our peace, morning prayer, grace before food. I understand the endless sky, the small earth, the shadow cone, your shining lips and eyes, your thighs drenched with the sea, a telescope full of fireflies, innumerable nebulae, all departing 10 billion years before we ever met. Open the Blind by Kenneth Rexroth, from his collection Sacramental Acts, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.